The John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour gets underway in earnest this week. The tour is actually two tours. The eastern leg starts in Columbus, Ohio, and winds its way through Indiana, Illinois, and eastern Iowa. The western leg of the tour starts in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and winds its way through Nebraska, western Iowa, and southern Minnesota. Chip Flory is editor and publisher of the Pro Farmer Newsletter. He's been on the tour every year since it started in the 1980s and will be leading the tour's eastern leg this year. He says the question this year is not whether or not corn and soybean yields in the eastern Corn Belt will be down from last year's record high levels, but how much lower they'll be.
Ear populations are down. There's been an extreme amount of tip back, and not only on the tip, but during pollination, we had some obvious pollination problems. We've got shotgun pollination out there. The ear butts just haven't filled out. So we've got some real problems out there. And it's going to be a tough job trying to figure out just how much damage has been done in Illinois. But we know that we're going to be looking at a tough crop in the eastern Corn Belt.
Tour observers will be especially interested in the Illinois corn crop to see what effect the worst drought in 20 years had on its key pollination stage. Meanwhile, Flory says the western leg of this year's crop tour may hold more surprises than the eastern leg. Indeed, Flory says Iowa's corn crop may not be as robust as many now think.
I think the real interesting numbers from this year's tour are going to come out of the Western Corn Belt and Iowa in particular. And the reason that I say that is because of the heat that we experienced during the period from silk to dent. And we shouldn't be dented yet in Iowa. We shouldn't be there, and we are. We're already dented, and this crop moved very, very quickly from the silk to the dent stage, and that just shortened up the amount of time that we put dry matter into this crop, and dry matter is what counts.
While yield estimates are completed each day of the tour, Flory says the numbers Pro Farmer will issue this week are not generated just from the tour itself.
Next Friday on the 26th, we will be delivering the Pro Farmer crop estimate, and that's different from the tour estimate. It is not a tour estimate. Obviously, we use all the data that we can collect on the John Deere Pro Farmer tour to help us in making that estimate. But on the 26th at 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll be releasing the Pro Farmer corn and soybean crop estimates.
USDA currently estimates the U.S. corn crop at 10.350 billion bushels and a yield of 139.2 bushels to the acre. We'll have reports all this week from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour on the Closing Market Report.